So the epistle for the feast of Corpus Christi is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Brethren, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread and giving thanks, broke and said, Take ye and eat, this is my body which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me. In like manner also the chalice after he had supped, saying, This chalice is a new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you shall drink for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord. We stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 6. At that time Jesus said to the multitude of the Jews, My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, the same also shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. Please be seated. O sacrum convivium, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. This antiphon is prayed by the religious at second vespers of the Feast of Corpus Christi. O sacred convivium, O sacred host, holy banquet. It is something that ties in kind of the whole understanding of what this feast means for us. Now, the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Body of Christ. As I mentioned, it is a special feast day for the Eucharistic Crusaders, because it's the whole purpose of the crusade. It is the whole purpose that when the popes had started the Eucharistic Crusade, it was with this idea that they have a devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. And it's something through time that we have tried to work on ourselves, this devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, the time that is spent before our Lord, of trying to look at that and to examine. Do we spend the time before our Lord? Do we spend it worthily? I mean, we see very easily, very clearly in the Mass and today of what will happen if we receive our Lord worthily, that we'll have life everlasting. But it also explains to us what will happen if we don't. If God forbid that we receive our Lord unworthily, that it is toward our own judgment that we will be going toward. And so in this antiphon, as I say, it ties in the whole understanding, the whole idea of truly what is commemorated when we think about the body of Christ. This holy banquet, the sacred banquet is, it obviously in reference to the Holy Eucharist. But then going on from there, it talks about, yes, where Christ is received, and so that is our Holy Communion, the reception of the Holy Eucharist. And that is what we approach. I mean, obviously, we also prepared the children last month to receive our Lord for the very first time. And how I mentioned how pleased God is with that, of the innocence of the children coming to the communion rail, and the fervor that they have. And that is why it is good for us to take the occasion to think about, one, have we lost that fervor for ourselves? Have we lost the whole sense and the whole idea of what the body of Christ means for us? And how we should prepare ourselves well for that. Prepare ourselves in order to receive as many graces as we can. I mean, just as we take the time to prepare our children for the receiving of the sacraments, this reception, with the days of recollection, obviously you families preparing your children at home, We do that because, yes, maybe they're receiving a sacrament for the first time, the only time, confirmation. And so we do. We take the effort. We take the time to prepare their souls for that. But then after they receive and they receive and they receive, I mean, do they lose that fervor, that desire? And as I say, it's something that we have to ask ourselves. Do we lose that? Have we lost it? I mean, always with the Feast of Corpus Christi, it is an occasion for us to think about our Lord being present to us. It is interesting, you read in different books, you hear different things that are said by the spiritual authors. But even Protestants, they recognize the fact, because for them, obviously, everything is symbolic. They don't believe in the real presence. But to the point that they would ask Catholics, that they said, if you really believe that, if you really thought that our Lord was present, why would you ever leave? If you thought God was right there for you. Or to the point of wondering that we can be so casual in coming. That's something we've talked about a few years. But it's something that we have to keep reminding ourselves of how important this is. And how for us, our whole life should center around the Mass, coming to Mass. And that is what our whole life should be around. You know, so I talked to you before about just the way we dress coming to Mass, or how casual we are when we come. The whole idea of the flip-flop things. If I hear flip-flops again, I'll toss them out. It is not appropriate to dress that way for Mass. And so the same idea when we come to receive our Lord. I mean, just to have it to where it is so nonchalant, we just come up, we go back, and that's it. We don't even think about who we're receiving. What is it doing to our soul? The effects that it has on us. I mean, in preparing the children for confirmation, you know, you hear about the four effects of confirmation. These effects that affect the soul of these children. And trying to help them to understand that come Tuesday, when they receive this sacrament, it will be a help to their soul, to save their soul. That they receive these graces, they receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. That is why on Pentecost, in talking about, you know, fortitude, one of the gifts, the different things that we need in our present situation today. But for the children, yes, they understand that it is a special day for them. But do they lose sight of all these graces that they receive at this one opportunity that will carry them for the rest of their lives, or it's meant to? And so the same thing for receiving our Lord, this holy banquet, this sacred banquet, to where, yes, we receive our Lord at that point. We receive truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. How often it becomes just commonplace for us, and we become complacent in who we are receiving and what does it mean for our soul. I mean, do we truly think about all the graces that we receive every time we receive a sacrament? The sacramental graces that are attached to each sacrament. I mean, do we treat it with the proper respect of preparing our soul for it, of thanking God afterward? That's why the encouragement obviously is to make a thanksgiving after Mass. To take the time to thank our Lord for coming into your soul and the graces that you receive from that. And so we teach the children in the Eucharistic Crusade. This is a weapon for them. This is a means for them to help them to get to heaven, to pray, to stay close to the Blessed Sacrament. And so we try to instill that in the children. And that is why the popes, especially St. Pius X, had said that is one of the most important groups that we have in the church today. And he said that because of, one, the innocence of the children, but because also they are focusing on the point of truly what does the Blessed Sacrament mean for them. And God willing, they understand that. But God willing that they will also carry that for the rest of their lives. That they will always approach the communion rail with that same fervor, just as we pray that our children who received First Holy Communion, that they come and approach with a great fervor. And that is why in this feast day and today, why the church has established this as a feast, and we make a procession, a public profession, a procession that we are professing our faith. I mean, granted, we come around our parking lot. But where it permits, you can have the processions that go down into the streets, into the city itself, and for the people to see that. And that is why we do it, because we want to show the love that we have in the Blessed Sacrament. And what does it mean for our soul? And so as I say, yes, we instill this in the children. We try to help the children to understand that, to see that. So then, as they continue and they grow older, they will always have that love for the Blessed Sacrament. In realizing just once receiving our Lord, what does it mean? And so yes, when we see in this antiphon that is prayed, it talks about the memory of our Lord's passion, which is renewed, the suffering, why he went through what he went through, and how the holy sacrifice of the Mass is a reenactment of our Lord's death on Calvary. That as we go through every Mass, we have to understand that. That it is a remembrance of our Lord's passion and his death, and why he suffered it, and why he tells the apostles, as we read in the Mass today, that this is done in commemoration of me, receiving our Lord, and how by receiving our Lord, it will be for your life everlasting. It will bring to you this gift, but God forbid we receive unworthily of how it will be toward our judgment. And sometimes that is because we just don't prepare. We don't think about it. We almost go up, just come up and go back. And that's why it's good for us to examine our conscience, to think about these things, to see, are we ready to receive our Lord? And have we prepared ourselves well enough for that? So yes, granted, it is not just the external preparation that we have. You dress appropriate for church. You wear your Sunday best. It is more than just that. I mean, that's a start that shows at least your respect for the Blessed Sacrament itself. And that is the whole understanding that for Catholics, that's what we understand. We are approaching God's house. We come into God's house, so we need to be dressed appropriately. It is out of respect for our Lord. That is why we do what we do. And so that's where if people don't understand that, then you see they don't dress appropriately. And so truly, yes, then you want to dress appropriately, you want to act appropriately in church. But it's more than that. It is the preparation of the soul, the internal, that is really where the graces will come. That is really where it will be a help for us. And that's why the prayer goes on and says it's a pledge for future glory. Because just as it says in the Mass itself, in the Gospel, that those that receive our Lord worthily, it will bring life everlasting. It is this pledge of future glory, of what God has in store for us, the place that he has reserved for all of our souls. And so for us, when we receive our Lord worthily, that is what it is giving to us. It is what is bringing to us. So that is why if we can have our children understand that, if they can understand that at an early age, we can say in a sense, that is a mark of predestination for them. because they understand that so clearly. They don't want to offend our Lord. They don't want to receive unworthily. And that is then the pledge for the future glory that they have. And so that is why St. Pius X said the Eucharistic Crusade is one of the most important groups we have. Because if we form our children properly with that, then as they grow older, they will understand it. They will stay faithful to receiving our Lord worthily. And then they will just be building those graces after graces after graces. And they will be strengthened because of those graces to fight the temptations of the world. Remember, some Sundays ago, our Lord said, I don't want to take you out of the world, but I will protect you. And so our Lord realizes that he will give us the graces we need to fight the temptations of the world. He will help us to fight what is out there. But we have to utilize the weapons, the graces that our Lord gives to us. And this is one of the most important ones we have. The very fact that our Lord is present for us sacramentally in the tabernacle, in our church, is one of the greatest gifts we have ever been given. And so it's up to us whether we receive it worthily or not. It's up to us whether we prepare for it or not. Or do we just come up like everyone else and just go and go back? Do we not think about who we are receiving? Do we not show that reverence when we come into the church? By the recollection, the silence that is needed to pray, to recollect oneself, to receive our Lord worthily. And as I say, yes, the externals also. Do we dress properly? Do we dress so casually that we look like we're just having a picnic? God forbid. I mean, that is the whole understanding of what Sunday best means. It is what you normally wear on Sundays to come to Mass. And then by extension, you can wear it to other things, other functions, fine. But that is what that term means. In our modern society, is way too casual. It is so casual that, yes, even as Catholics, we come to God's house inappropriately dressed. I mean, not even touching on the fact of maybe immodestly dressed, which obviously is sinful. But just being inappropriately dressed for this sacred banquet. How sad that we just conform to the world around us. It would be good if, as parents, you instill that in your children. That as they come to Mass, they dress properly because they know where they are. Then they will act better. But if they're so casual that they feel like they're just at home outside, they're going to act the same way in here. But if they dress up, if they come and understand that they must wear their best and they come to Mass, they will act better. It is just knowing your surroundings. But as I say, the most important is the internal, and that is what we must key on today, of understanding as we receive our Lord of what graces it brings to the soul and what difference it makes for us. It is the difference between heaven and hell, very clearly. Very clearly for us, the difference between heaven and hell. If we understand it, it will bring us to life everlasting. If we don't, we will be receiving to our own judgment. And so that is what we try to instill in the children. That is what we try to help the children to see. And if they understand it at these ages, as they grow older, they will carry that with them. But if we don't take the opportunity to prepare them for that, they won't understand it later on. And then the question comes, what happened? So that is what, how important it is for our children to see that, to understand that. And that is why on a day like this, at the Eucharistic Crusaders, they do, they follow the Blessed Sacrament. Because of the devotion that they have and the love that they should have for our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And that's why it should be a good reminder to all of us that with this sacred banquet, this holy banquet, it will be a pledge for our future glory. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.